This week, Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne announced that she will be sending a team to Grassy Narrows to investigate a report of mercury dumping site near the First Nation. Earlier this month, we spoke to Judy De Silva about the latest study to indicate that mercury levels were high in her community's water. And in that conversation, she told us about rumors that mercury was still contaminating the Wabagoon English River system from a dump site where barrels of the stuff had just been haphazardly buried. This week, Kaz Glowacki came forward to confirm those rumors publicly. He says they're true. He's sure they're true because he was one of the workers who helped in the burial. We reached Mr. Glowacki in Medicine Hat.
Mr. Glowacki, what prompted you to come forward about this mercury you remember burying?
Well, what happened is, like a lot of other people, I self-diagnosed myself. When I'm having a lot of problems, I go on Google and see what's going on. You know, I worked with mercury, I worked with PCPs and such, and I wanted to see if that had anything to do with what was happening to my body. At that point, the article about the Grassy Narrows mercury came up, and the fact that it was still prevalent after all these years, and I thought, oh boy, I buried mercury in 1972, and they're saying everything was done back in the 60s to 1970, so I turned around and thought, hey, I better do something about this, and out of guilt, I forwarded the letter to the chief about it and tried to get things off my chest.
Why did you feel guilty? This is something 44 years ago, this is something that you did as a job. You were trying to support your family, and you ended up on this duty to put this mercury in barrels. What made you feel guilty about that?
Well, you know, if people weren't aware of it, then there was a reason for concern.
What do you remember about that time when you had that job?
Oh, it was hot, it was muggy, the smell of the salt with the chemicals in it, and the fact that the dirt that it was buried in was all soft and boggy.
And what do you remember about the mercury?
The mercury was just flowing. I could see it, veins of it in the salt at the beginning, but as we got down to the bottom, it just seemed to constantly pool onto my shovel.
And did you know it was mercury?
Yes, I'm familiar with mercury from high school science.
Huh, so you'd seen it before. And so, yes. And why was it being buried with the salt?
Well, the mercury was contained within the salt. That's part of the chemical process, is that they use the salt with the mercury to create the chemicals.
For pulp and paper?
Yes.
And so your job was to put it in the barrels?
Yes.
And where was it disposed after you put it in the barrels?
Well, they had a pit dug up behind the mill itself, and they had it lined with black polyurethane. And when I got up to the pit with the last couple of barrels, most of the barrels are stacked in there, but the last load is just dropped into the pit itself.
What did you think at the time? Do you remember reflecting on this task?
I didn't think much of it at the time. I was just, like you say, a laborer that was being paid for the job. I had a family to support, and that was my main concern at the time.
They say that whatever mercury was dumped from the mill was encased in cement or taken away. This is not your recollection.
No, not at all. Not at all, because the last several barrels that I had the opportunity to put into the pit was just placed into the barrels. The barrels were capped with the lids, of course, and put on the back of the truck, taken to the dump site, put in.
What kind of material were the barrels made of?
They're just the typical 45-gallon steel drums.
And the pit was lined with black plastic?
Correct.
So do you have any reason to believe that it could have leached through both the barrels and the plastic?
Well, with the last several barrels that were dumped in there, I think they might have punctured the poly, plus the fact that it was just black earth and the salt content of the barrels themselves would have just deteriorated the barrels completely, just like the salt on the highways of Ontario.
So if that's something you could figure out from that, why do you think that all the experts who are supposed to have studied this and to have recognized what was going on, how come they haven't identified this?
Well, that's beyond my realm of thought.
Have they responded? Has the government responded to your the information that you passed on?
I finally got an email from Mr. Ray Bobin yesterday afternoon, which I haven't had a chance to respond to yet.
This is from the Ontario government.
Right.
And what does he say?
He was just asking my contact information so we can get together and speak on it.
Do you have enough information to identify where this pit might be?
Unfortunately, no. Since the time I was in the mill the last, the whole mill has been destroyed and rebuilt completely. And, of course, the greenery behind the mill has grown and changed, and things have been moved around. So I would be lucky to speculate exactly where it'd be. If I had metal detector and a week to search, I'd probably be able to find it.
But this is information that completely contradicts everything we have learned up to now about how mercury was disposed of in that area around the mill. This is a bit of a game changer, is it not?
I would say yes.
And we have learned that Kathleen Wynne is now announcing that she's going to send people up to inspect to try and find your pit. Do you think they'll be able to find it?
I think with some luck they should be able to. They do it earnestly.
And what was the amounts of mercury you believe were in this pit?
I think there was approximately 50 barrels of salt and mercury, so I'd say it'd probably be easily 100 pounds of mercury, more or less, you know.
That's a quantity that is many, many times exceeds what is something that would be considered to be an environmental crisis.
Yes, I've learned that in the United States that 2 ounces of mercury would require reporting to the government immediately. And here in Canada, we haven't done that.
The people in Grassy Narrows have been saying for some time, the First Nations people there have been saying that they believe, though so many people became ill with mercury poisoning and it's been such a crisis, they have long believed that the problem is continuing, that the mercury continues into the water system. Have they responded to what you have sent them?
Yes, they have. I've been in contact with one of their advisors in the last couple of days, and he has thanked me, of course, for my courage to bring up the information for them, and we are in ongoing communication.
All right. Well, we'll be following the story to see what they find up there, Mr. Glowacki, and I appreciate speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kaz Glowacki says that 42 years ago, he helped dump barrels of mercury into a pit near Grassy Narrows First Nation. We reached Mr. Glowacki in Medicine Hat, Alberta.